This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And coming up, we're going to talk about this metaverse marriage that the New York Times was pimping as this great big breakthrough in the metaverse technology. But really, someone else has pointed out that this isn't new. It's been going on for quite a long time. And they really just sort of eviscerate this whole narrative that's being pushed behind the metaverse as something new and original and creative. Also, a pandemic treaty being proposed by the World Health Organization. It's very unclear what that would really mean, but it doesn't sound like a good idea. And of course, Joe Biden wants to restore your faith in God. I mean, government. Or maybe I meant God. It depends on your perspective, but it is a religion, and people aren't being faithful enough. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We have Dave calling from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. I wanted to talk about the success of libertarians in New Hampshire starting to cause, a problem we want to have, but it's still a problem. And that is that, like, there's starting to be sort of questionable things that are being done by people who are sort of libertarians in power. Does that make sense?
Like what?
Okay, so for instance, four different things, actually, that I could point to. For example, again, some of this is not precisely libertarians, but it's perceived as sort of being libertarian influenced because it's, you know, it's these government reducing votes at the state house. For instance, the vote on reducing the budget by 3% and everything, which was nice and hailed by freedom lovers, that also included all the freedom lovers who voted for that were voting for a hidden restriction, or it wasn't all that hidden, but it was stuck into the budget, a restriction on abortion rights.
Abortion is a tough issue for libertarians because there's really no good answer to it. I mean, obviously you want to be pro-choice, but there's a net violation, a violation of the non-aggression principle in any direction that you go in regard to the issue of abortion. And a lot of libertarians just don't want to recognize that. You're either forcing someone to allow a human being to trespass on their bodily autonomy, or you're allowing some living entity to be killed in order to protect that other person's bodily autonomy. There's no good answer here.
As I understand the situation, Dave, that abortion restriction is one of the least restrictive things they could have done. We had somebody call in about that, I don't know, within the last few months here on Free Talk Live, and it's apparently like some sort of a ban on like third trimester, like the very end period of when most people would never, ever really, most doctors wouldn't even do this particular procedure or whatever. So, you know, it's not the worst of the cases that it could have been from what I understand. And so I imagine those state reps were given the choice of, well, you know, we can reduce the budget and actually lower property taxes and lower the meals and rooms tax and have this, you know, pretty epic level budget reduction, or I could vote no on this, right? So, and then they made that choice.
The problem isn't so much that it involved abortion restrictions, is that you and I would be screaming from the rooftops if liberals had, at least I would, if liberals had imposed on us something just in the budget, right? Like, you're supposed to have a process for deciding whether to restrict people. You're not just supposed to throw that into the budget, right? Like, that's what the feds do.
Was it added by a libertarian, or was that just something that was in there that they voted for? Because when it comes to the budget,
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it as well.
Yeah,
when it comes to the budget, you get the thing gets put in front of you. And, yeah, you might have been able to try to argue it when it was voted on, but if the state house votes in favor of the thing, then it goes, you know, it moves forward. At some point, they have to move the budget forward. I'm not making excuses for what they've done, but the reality of politics is sometimes you're presented with choices that none of them are good in a lot of cases. Like, no option in many cases on votes up at Concord a lot of times is a good option.
It's sort of like some of these school board votes we've talked about where they talked about, you know, we're either going to increase spending by 2% or by 1%. The Libertarian votes to increase it by 1%, and then the media goes,
how dare you?
Yeah, this Libertarian voted to increase the budget. It's like, okay, but that was the least horrible of the options that they had.
They wouldn't let the person not vote because one of the rules on the school board, at least here in Keene, is you cannot not vote, apparently. Like, if you're actually on the school board, they require that you vote on the things. It's one of the, you know, the things that you agree to when you take the position, which I think is personally ridiculous, but...
That means you can't skip out on school board meetings.
I mean, you could, I presume, skip the meeting, but if you're actually present at the meeting, they expect you to vote on the things. So it's an ugly system. Politics sucks. What was one of the other examples, Dave? You said you had four of them.
Another one was Moms for Liberty NH put out a $500 reward for anyone that like a teacher in the government school system that engages in speech that they think violates the law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a law against teaching critical race theory in the school.
That's correct.
Which, of course, you know, now it's like how are you gonna ban every teacher from saying everything you don't like?
What? Right? I don't know that libertarians had a whole lot to do with that.
Well, they might have, actually. It has been touted, for instance, by the Free State Project. The Moms for Liberty, as I understand it, is consisted of some Free Staters are involved in or founders of that particular group. And I think the point there is to go after the status and make them uncomfortable and say, hey, look, you're not allowed to be teaching racism in the government schools. If you don't like it, take your kids out of the government schools and send them to a private school where they can teach racism. But ultimately, the argument is this critical race theory is essentially racism. And so it should not be taught in these government schools. And I don't disagree with that. If you're going to have government schools, and I don't think any of these liberty reps want to have government schools, but we're not to the point where anyone has proposed to abolish them completely. So in the meantime, they're saying, hey, we don't want kids in government school taught racism. And so Moms for Liberty is an independent group that said, hey, kids, parents, if your kids can get proof of a teacher who is now still teaching critical race theory, when they've been told it's against the rules, send the proof to us. We'll send you $500. That doesn't seem offensive to me.
Not necessarily. What I was saying was that I don't think the libertarians within the state house had much to do with making it illegal for teachers to not teach.
I think they voted for it. A bunch of them did.
Well, that's sad, and that means that they just didn't understand what critical race theory is. I mean,
what is it? I've heard it's racism.
If it teaches racism, it's because American history is largely built upon racism.
What is it?
In any case, this is not an appropriate way to go about doing this. You don't do it by restricting people's speech. They should have.
But these are state employees. These aren't people. They're not normal people.
This still is not the way to do it. Do unto others. If it would have been better to just reduce the funding of the school systems in question.
Sure, that's a great proposal, but you and I both know that the state reps are not. Look, politicians, and again, I'm not saying this to defend them. I'm just saying this to explain it. They're constantly worried about their political capital. So that's why we haven't seen any of these liberty reps actually propose to abolish government education. That would be the solution here, okay? That way people can teach whatever the hell they want to in whatever private schools that they want to form. But they haven't made that proposal yet. So in the meantime, somebody said, hey, this critical race theory thing is a bad idea. It shouldn't be allowed in government schools because their opinion is it's racism. Now, I can't tell you exactly what it is because I don't have kids in school. I can't either.
I went to Wikipedia for like a general description of what it is, but it doesn't really offer one.
Yeah,
I know what the Republicans say it is, and I know that they were just told to be outraged by Fox News, and they don't know what it is either.
Well, I bet you they do if we were to actually have a state rep who's a libertarian on the show, because they did argue over this quite a bit in the state house as far as what this thing is and why it doesn't belong in a government school. So they determined it does not belong in government school in the same way that, you know, we would, as liberty-minded people, probably prefer they not be teaching our kids socialism in government schools either. And if you want to hold on to Dave, I'm happy to continue discussing this with him, because I got to say, I disagree with him. If you've got a government system, you might as well sculpt it in the way that you can until you can abolish it, which, you know, they haven't done yet.
Dave, you want to hang around for another segment? Dave, I guess he's already gone.
Already.
Yeah. Oh, no, I accidentally hit the hold button instead of air.
All right, stand by.
Stand by. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You're invited to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and it's finally available on an exchange, multiple exchanges, in fact. The best one probably where you can actually keep your privacy intact would be xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, trade them for Tether, and then use that to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about it at intercoin.org or find links to xmarkets.com there or their other exchange, Uniswap, there. That's intercoin.org. You might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We're talking to Dave here, and Dave from RidleyReport.com, and we both looked a bit more into critical race theory. Of course, I'm limited mostly to what Wikipedia has to say about it, and the positive parts of it sound great, but there's also a lot of really contradictory stuff with it. Like the idea of race as a social construct. Yes, I agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. But then they go on to say, and the
that's the only part I've agreed with so far with CRT.
Sure. And then they go on to say in the very same sentence here, in fact, that this idea of race benefits white people and marginalizes people of color. So at the same time they're saying race is just a social construct, they're saying, and this social construct helps this one race at the expense of other races. So it's self-contradictory, and that's the part I don't like.
And there's more. There's an article here from the University of Washington, Tacoma at mtsu.edu, published in 2009, all about critical race theory and the First Amendment specifically. And so this has been around for a while, by the way. CRT was constructed a few decades ago. And some of the basic tenets, they say, rest on the belief that racism is a fundamental part of American society, which I firmly disagree with.
I could agree with it if they worded it better. Like, modern America was largely built, and racism was largely built in a way that racism was an integral part of it, because that was true through a lot of American history.
But is it true now?
I would say it's not true now.
I don't think so.
But a lot of the institutions that were built then are still in play now, but that's not because modern society is racist. It's because those institutions, all of them, need to be torn down and replaced, preferably with nothing.
Well, and that's not what they're arguing for. According to this story, the CRT scholars, as they describe them here, actually argue against the First Amendment. And they get into it where they essentially are saying, well, the First Amendment is protecting so-called hate speech, therefore it's wrong. And so I don't think that these are good things to be teaching in government schools. And ultimately, the New Hampshire legislation, or the New Hampshire legislator, agreed with that and banned this teaching. So, I mean, as long as you're going to have a government school, what's wrong with having more freedom-friendly teachings in it, Dave?
Well, what's wrong is that they created a new law to restrict it. We don't need more laws, especially if they're not privately paid for. Mm-hmm. The other problem is
they're restricting state employees.
Can I finish?
Well, you're saying they're restricting other people, but they're restricting what the state can and can't do. Not what
free citizens
can. I get
his point. It is another law, and I do agree with you there, Dave. I mean, fewer laws is definitely better.
The other problem is that they're putting themselves into the same exact noose that the Georgian government put itself into in the 20s when they made that law against teaching evolution. It turned the teachers into heroes because they would commit civil disobedience by violating that law and teaching evolution, right? Mm. And today, history remembers those teachers well, even though they were government bureaucrats. So there's just this is this is not the way to do this.
Well, that's an interesting opinion. I'll tell you, one of the things that has come out of this, Dave, is there's been a lot of leftists who are flipping out over this on social media,
and they're flipping out continually. It's fun to watch.
Specifically, they flipped out over the Moms for Liberty group that offered the $500 bounty if any kids could find evidence of a teacher continuing to teach this critical race theory when they've been told they're not allowed to do so. That's what they've been flipping out about, and it has been worth a lot of, like, online brownie points or whatever, right? Like, this has been passed around quite a bit, and it's gotten a lot of attention in education freedom circles, I think, for the Free State Project. So I don't know. I just don't get upset about sculpting the state in a more freedom friendly manner. Like, for instance, if they were to say, hey, government school teachers, you're not allowed to teach Marxism anymore. You can't have the kids read Karl Marx, and whatever, Das Kapital or whatever, or Hitler or something like that. And instead you have to have them read, Murray Rothbard or some other libertarian author. I mean, I get the objections about that, but it's government school. Wouldn't you prefer they be putting a freedom-friendly program in place instead of a total statist program?
Ends do not justify means. But I have another complaint, a third thing.
All right.
And that is that a Free Stater-led organization has, I don't know if they, I'm not positive they pushed for it, but they called it a victory when it passed, so they were probably pushing for it, and that is the restriction on businesses in New Hampshire, I guess, are now forbidden by law from, or at least it's moving closer to where they're being forbidden by law from mandating that their employees get the vaccine, which is an intrusion on businesses' right to make their own decisions.
Did that actually pass?
I don't think it could possibly have passed yet. It probably is just hitting the legislative circles like the constitutional amendment is, right?
Yeah, I think they were calling it a victory because it had passed a critical step or something like that.
Mm. Well, they're not alone in that. I mean, there are a lot of libertarians, and I've seen these people in the Free State Project group on Facebook talking about it constantly, that businesses need to be prevented from requiring
their employees.
Yeah, they're absolutely wrong about that. The
And again, even if they were right, we don't need another law unless you're willing to pay for the cost of hearing it the way you guys evolved when we got the Amateur Independence Amendment.
That's Dave, you're breaking
you
up. Okay, you're back.
So we have the Independence Amendment because you guys, the proposal for that legislation, because you guys are willing to underwrite it, right? You're willing to underwrite the taxpayer expense.
Mm-hmm.
But all this stuff is just being done at taxpayer expense, all these other laws I'm talking about.
I mean, that's not my issue with this proposed legislation that would require that would force businesses to not be able to require their employees to be vaccinated or unvaccinated. To me, it's not about the $2,000 or whatever it may cost to have the bill heard. It's the fact that it's a law that is designed and will impede the private business rights of
the
business owner.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think I would hope that most of the Liberty reps would be against it for that particular reason. But I do understand that power corrupts and that even the libertarians can be subjected to this. And they are not all perfect people. So, Dave, if you're going to run for state rep, you've got my support.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Dave. It's one of the things that makes it difficult for me to trust libertarians when they run for office, right?
You can't.
Because so many of them will get into power and they'll go, oh, I'm going to force people to do what I think is best. And it's okay because I'm a libertarian and what I think is best is I can list 35 reasons why it's the best, but you still can't force people to do it, even if what you believe is the right thing. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about how you should have faith in the government. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is encouraged by data released by Pfizer showing its antiviral pill reduces the risk of severe illness when infected with coronavirus. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says they're mourning all lives lost following the devastation left behind from severe weather over the weekend. Paul saying he surveyed the tornado damage within one community.
It's catastrophic. I mean, areas where houses are completely obliterated, you can barely see the shadow of a foundation there.
Paul saying while cities like Bowling Green had their power restored within 24 hours, the places closest to the twister don't have any electricity back yet.
If you lost 100 transformers, you're not going to have 100, in stock. You're going to have to order them from somewhere.
At least 74 people died in Kentucky from the storms. USA Radio News. Democrats are taking heat from Republicans, blaming them for the rise in crime in major cities around the country, citing low bail for criminals and letting some back onto the streets. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis joins Fox News and is calling on President Biden to step in and crack down on crime.
We need the president to take a strong stand and say enough is enough. We saw it with President Trump. And remember when President Trump got out there and said, we're going to federally go after those individuals who destroy monuments and destroy federal buildings. Guess what happened? It stopped.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. A down day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 35,544. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
About whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and we're giving away a second BitBox here in the coming weeks. Of course, we've already given away one of these. We'll be giving away another. The BitBox is a hardware wallet, except BitBox's software is 100% open source, which helps it to avoid some of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. So if you want a chance to win one, all you have to do is join the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to be choosing one of our supporters at random on an episode of Free Your Talk Live in the future. I think you said on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that works.
And although we like to be able to offer a bonus to our supporters, the real reason you should join is because you want to support the show. But hey, it's a free hardware wallet, so join the program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Ian said you had some more thoughts about how the end doesn't justify the means.
Yeah, I thought it was a really interesting conversation with Ridley there a moment ago, and I appreciate that he called in to bring up, I think, some legitimate concerns about libertarians getting into power and the fact that it's a very difficult situation to be a libertarian in power, because number one, you're put into awkward positions sometimes where any way you vote, it's a bad way.
It's not just that, though. It's any libertarian who's in the public eye, really. As the Verge article pointed out about you, they said, you know, you being a public figure, or however they phrase it, also, quote, amplified your mistakes. And they brought up your opposition to the mask mandate here in Keene as an example of that. It's like, if you're in the public eye, you're going to upset some people.
Yes.
Just by having
including
an opinion.
Including some of your supporters. I mean, that's, you know, people are going to, no one's perfect, and we all don't agree on everything. So it's inevitable that we're going to have some disagreements. Even the few times I haven't disagreed with some of the state reps, I still am grateful that we have them there instead of terrible people, right?
Like, that's a fair point.
They're good on 90%+ of the issues most all of the time. And we got a really cool organization, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, that actually rates these state reps. They look at their votes. They give them a grade, actually, at the end of every year, which is pretty cool. So we got a really neat system in place here that encourages better behavior from these state reps, because they want to get that A-plus rating. They want that sort of badge of honor, basically. But some, you know, if you didn't get the A-plus, it means you got an A, and that means you screwed it up a couple of times, right? You didn't vote right on a few different
But that's
issues.
Better than a B.
It's a lot better than a constitutional threat, which is the lowest potential rating. That's below F, essentially,
wow,
in this rating system. But the thing I wanted to say was, as Ridley pointed out, we were discussing these government school teachers being told what they can and can't say, specifically on the issue of critical race theory. They're not allowed to teach that in New Hampshire now, according to, I think, a bill that passed earlier this year. And there was a group called Moms for Liberty that put a $500 bounty out to try to catch a teacher continuing to teach this when they've been told not to. And Dave is upset, like saying, oh, well, you shouldn't be telling people what they can and can't say. And I generally would agree with that. But we're talking about state employees here.
Yeah, that's
right?
The only reason I don't agree with it. These teachers, however much we like might not like to think about it, they are part of the state apparatus.
They agreed to follow whatever the stupid rules are that they have to follow. And now, you know, liberty people are getting into the seats of power, and they're changing the rules on these statist teachers, and they're pounding a fit about this. They are stomping their feet on social media, and they're freaking out about it, and there literally are people saying how bad New Hampshire is. And, like, people
Good.
On the left.
Stay out.
Yes, there are people on the left saying how bad New Hampshire is, and warning their friends not to move here. And
sounds like a job well done.
Yeah, and talking about not staying here and talking about leaving. And so I get what Ridley's saying is the ends don't justify the means, meaning that, oh, well, you shouldn't use force. But it's not really using force. You're just changing the rules of an already existing system that we all disagree with. The system should go away. Let's abolish government education entirely.
Yeah, it doesn't restrict any public school. I mean, any private school.
It doesn't restrict private schools.
From talking about, from teaching critical race theory. Only state employees are being told what they can't do here. And
right.
As far as laws go, the only laws I think should exist are ones that restrict state employees and say, you can't do this and you can't do that.
Yeah, if Ridley were still on the line, I would ask him, okay, well, does he oppose decriminalizing marijuana? Because, I mean, I agree, adding laws is a bad thing. Right, like as a general principle, it's a bad thing.
Right, the better idea would just be to take the law that, you know, outlaws marijuana and just strike it. Yeah, just take a pin through it.
Right. Unfortunately, as I understand it, the law that outlaws marijuana is generally a law that essentially adopts the federal government's scheduling for New Hampshire.
Okay.
So that's my understanding of it. Please correct me if I'm wrong about this. So basically, you can't strike marijuana from that because it's not listed anywhere. It's only listed with the federal government's schedule. And
gotcha.
Since they're not going to change that anytime soon, the state government people had to pass a new law saying, okay, well, cops, if you catch somebody with marijuana, you can only write them a ticket now instead of arresting them. A $100 ticket now. Okay? So they did that in 2017. That was adding a law to the books. But it has resulted
more freedom.
Yeah, it has resulted in thousands fewer arrests happening. People are not getting arrested now for possessing cannabis. So we use the system to tell the people who work for the system, in this case, the police, that they can't do a thing. anymore. And that's the same thing as what they're doing with the teachers here. And you know what? If the cops don't like it, they should get the F out. Just like these teachers that should get the F out of New Hampshire if they don't like the fact they can't teach these statist things.
Yeah, thinking more about it, I think the phrase the end justify the means may need to just be expanded a little bit, because the only way New Hampshire could have decriminalized cannabis in this scenario, if you're correct about how all of it works, mm-hmm. is to have gotten the federal government to change how they schedule cannabis.
Yeah. And that might happen eventually, but...
It might.
Well, we don't know when.
We can't just say the end doesn't justify the means, because if the end, if you discard that, if you just go straight to federal decriminalization of cannabis, is so far away mm-hmm. that so much more harm is going to be done through a year more of having cannabis illegal in New Hampshire than would be by adding this one new law. You have to weigh things in moral relative terms. Like, yeah. Okay, sure, we adding a new law is bad for whatever reason, right?
But here's why we need to do it.
Yeah. But if we don't add this new law, the New Hampshire police are going to continue arresting thousands of people a year, and that's a real harm. Adding a law is not as bad as that.
Right. And I understand Ridley is very concerned with, you know, the system and all that, and I'm with him. I wish it would just disappear overnight. But
well, that is the goal.
That's not realistic. That's not going to happen. So in the meantime, you could expand Ridley's statement about the ends don't justify the means and use that to justify never running for office and never getting elected. Right, because then you're at some level legitimizing the state. You're embracing the system, whether you don't like it or not. You're still doing that, and yep. you're using the system to try to reduce the system. And it's an ugly thing. And a lot of these guys and gals in the state house that actually care about liberty are frequently placed in some very uncomfortable voting circumstances. And I don't envy that situation at all. It sucks to be a state representative.
I mean, it has to, and they're only getting paid like $100 yeah. a year plus, what, a stipend for gas travel or something like that?
Yep.
I mean, it's cool that they get the state rep tags or whatever, government employees.
They can actually break the law with the state rep yeah. tags if
and
they're going
they
to the state house.
And they can drive as fast as they want.
That's
and
true.
They yeah. won't get pulled over. So that's
a nice perk.
It is a nice little perk. So, I mean, for that reason alone, it may be worth pursuing, but, I mean, it still sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
And even if you're there, you're just one out of like 400 and something right. other people who want to be there and want to get their mission accomplished just like you want right. to get your mission accomplished.
And in a lot of cases, you know, it might not have even been Free Staters that put this thing forward. I don't know who the sponsors were of the CRT bill, but let's presume that it wasn't put forward by Free Staters. It still comes in front of you, and you have to make a decision. Do you want to vote for this and ban the teaching of this pro-state, anti-First Amendment stuff from government schools, or do you want to keep that stuff?
Yeah, it's not an easy decision, but I mean, in there, you're only restricting state employees and telling what state employees they can't do it.
From what I can see about the CRT, I'd have voted along with them.
What are your thoughts?
To ban it.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where, as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Joe Biden wants you to have more faith in the government. See, the issue, as far as I can tell, is that people have too much faith in the government. So much so that the whole concept of science and government and themselves as God and democracy as God has just sort of morphed into this one single religious entity that they worship in insane amounts of fervor.
Well, the head priest apparently disagrees with you.
Yeah, people just aren't being faithful enough. That's, you just have to pray a little bit harder.
We need more blind obedience to the state.
And then they can make COVID go away. Mm. And they can fix the inflation, even though, as I
even though they caused it.
As I saw earlier today, the Senate has passed a $2.5 trillion debt limit increase. So
yeah,
their solution to having borrowed too much money is to allow themselves to borrow more money.
Which is always the solution, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was coming, for sure. The average American probably knew it was coming as well, but for whatever reason, they...
The Republicans and the Democrats both agree.
And isn't this close to like a 10% increase to the debt limit?
I don't know what the current debt limit, the previous debt limit was, so I don't know.
Well, if the national debt was like $27 trillion or something like that, which is roughly what it's at, then I have to imagine $28 trillion or whatever was the...
It's 29 previous, now, by the way.
That's the current debt limit?
Mm-hmm, yeah. But no, it's not the debt limit. That's the current debt.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the actual limit was. According to this, it is they've approved the debt limit to 31.4. So, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess that would have been somewhere around 28, 29, something like that.
So roughly 10% more debt, which means they can cause more than 10% more inflation.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure they're eager to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have total faith that all of this will work out just fine. The government has things under control. I'm a good little peasant following my religious beliefs. So thank you, Joe Biden, for leading us into glory.
The AP is reporting here that President Biden has signed an executive order aimed at rebuilding the public's trust in government by making it easier to do things like renew passports, apply for Social Security benefits, and get aid after natural disasters. The idea is to put the public and customer service at the center of federal operations, saving time, energy, frustration, and potentially money by offering better and more efficient services for the millions of routine interactions people have with the government. See, Aria, all it took was a simple executive order, and now the government's going to all of a sudden be interested in customer service. You believe that, right?
None of those issues are ordinary experiences for Americans. Seeking debt relief, seeking relief after a natural disaster, that's not something the average American does. If they want to show customer service in government, it would start at, like, the DMV, the post office, and places like that, places that Americans actually deal with on a regular basis. What percentage of Americans even bothers to get a passport?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I can't imagine it's very many.
There's a large number of people that never leave where they were born. Like, you know, like a quarter of any given population of any county has never left the county, that kind of thing.
I'm shocked. In 2017, 42% of the total population had a valid passport.
How about that?
I suspected it was going to be closer to like 10%.
Mm. Well, the idea, they say here, is to make the government more efficient. Quote, the bottom line...
By spending more money, undoubtedly.
Probably. Well, I mean, he can only write an executive order. He can't increase the budget, per se, of these agencies. So he's just saying, you guys need to get this better. Be better, government bureaucrats. Be more efficient. Because even though you have no competition and no incentive to actually achieve, I'm going to write an executive order, and then all of a sudden, voila, you're going to be efficient and friendly and customer service oriented.
You know, I recently had to go to the courthouse for a parking ticket, and I will say...
Oh, this won't affect local courts.
No, obviously not.
This is only federal.
But the person I dealt with that day was very friendly, very customer service oriented. She was also like 26, 27 years old.
Oh,
tops.
The poor thing.
Right. And I know that by the time she's 40-something years old, she's going to be one of these grumpy,
fat, ugly,
angry, DMV-style workers. But... these people, when they start working for the DMV and the court system and the post office, they don't intend to be gruff, angry, grumpy people.
No, I don't think they do.
The system just turns them into that.
Right.
And you're not going to fix that with an executive order.
No, you're not. But the high priest Biden said before signing the order, quote, the bottom line is we're going to make the government work more effectively. This will go a long way to restoring faith in the government. And remember, when he was running for office, it really struck me when I saw his Twitter profile for his campaign that it actually...
Was that the no malarkey thing?
No. At the time, it might have said that at some point. I don't know. But at the time that I saw it, it was Keep the Faith.
Wow.
Was his campaign headline. Keep the Faith.
I have faith that he's going to say something that's senile at some point. But that's about the only faith I can extend to Joe Biden.
The measure is aimed, according to the AP, at reducing the current bureaucratic runaround under which people often have to visit offices, endure long phone calls, or struggle with the delays of mail and fax machines when trying to contact federal agencies.
Oh, dude, it is bad. One agency will say, oh, no, you have to talk to this agency, and they'll say you have to talk to agency C, and agency C
will
say you have to...
That's called passing the buck.
Well, yeah, they'll send you right back to agency A, and this can happen...
Oh.
Hundreds of times.
That's a tall order, says the AP, considering the federal government has persisted in its lumbering ways despite repeated attempts over generations to make it more nimble. President Bill Clinton famously pledged in 1993 to, quote, reinvent government, unquote, with an interagency task force. So it's the same playbook.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing that they've done previously, which is to say, I'm waving my magic pen, and we will make our government more efficient, alakazam!
And it's never effective.
No. The signing comes at a critical juncture for Biden to show he can deliver results. The country has seen a strong economic rebound, quote-unquote, as a coronavirus relief program sent money directly to Americans. AP, that doesn't help the economy, just so you know.
No, it hurts the economy. It may temporarily make Americans happy.
Yeah.
But that was also, it's been a year since Americans got that $1,200, $1,400 stimulus check,
right,
whatever it was. I don't think there are very many Americans out there who still have that $1,400.
But support for the president has slumped as the United States faces inflation at a nearly four-decade high. And the coronavirus pandemic lingers. The administration has responded by trying to amplify its message that government can make people's lives easier. When has that ever been the case?
Government, by definition, makes people's lives more difficult.
That's right.
All of the racism...
To govern.
Yes, all of the racism and stuff that we were talking about with critical race theory, that crap could never have happened if there wasn't a state to enforce that level of, you know, that whatever the term is I'm looking for. It requires the state for oppression to propagate, because that's what the state does.
To govern means to control. And so, yeah, of course, that's what that's all about. That's what they do. They're not there to make life more easy for you. They're there to put in regulations to stop you from running your business how you want to run your business, to force your kids to learn things that you might not want them to learn, and force them into their schools and make all kinds of things difficult on you.
I know that Elon Musk recently said that the United States government is just a corporation with a monopoly on violence. And
he nailed it.
I was happy to hear that. And, of course, you had Barack Obama giving the definition of the state as, you know...
Same thing.
I don't remember exactly how he put it, but yes, Barack Obama, President of the United States.
He said something like, the thing that sets the state apart is the monopoly on violence.
Yes, that's all it is, and that's all they do, is they use violence to make our lives more difficult.
Right, and if you have the monopoly on violence, you don't have to give good customer service.
No, because no one can argue with you, because you can use violence against them. And there's nothing they can do about it.
The goal, according to the story here, is, according to Neera Tanden, a senior advisor to the president, quote, the executive order is really focused on how the federal government delivers services to the public and ensuring that we deliver high-quality product to the public. When,
what is the product? Governance?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't want that delivered more efficiently.
When has a monopoly ever guaranteed or given a high-quality product? Almost never in the history of monopolies.
Well, because it doesn't have to. It has no competition.
Exactly.
If they had competition, they would actually have to give something worthwhile, but the government, being the government, doesn't.
There's more to the story.
Well, there's nothing they can do to restore my, quote, faith in the American government. I imagine that's true for a lot of people out there, but what are your thoughts? Could this actually help? If your DMV wait lines or whatever were shorter, would that help you out? It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.